All right. Well, it's been a minute. There's a couple of things that I want to share in this episode. The first one is I'm a person of a habit, right? So someone that loves just a clear cut routine, right? Because then at that point, I know I can, have a compound effect doing the same thing. I can eat the same food every day, right? Like, it's a routine. I can just keep on doing it. But this past couple of of weeks, this last episode, having Nina, baby number six and stuff, rhythm has been all over the place, right? And I believe in the power of perspective, right? Which is that if you're in a place that you don't necessarily like, right, or you feel kind of a little bit overwhelmed, if you change your perspective on a situation, then you kind of change the world that you live in, right? And so for me, I had to change the perspective of the season, right? Understanding the season that I was in and embracing the season I was in. Embracing, the no podcast recording, right? Before, I would have been like, oh my gosh, I did it. And then I didn't get another episode. Oh my gosh, I just need to stop. Because I lost momentum on, people listening and all that stuff. Like, that's the route that I would have taken. But in this season now, I understand kind of like everything happens for a reason. That's one, right? But also the power of being off rhythm. Like, that's an important one to understand. Like, the power of being off rhythm, right? Like, there's beauty in being off rhythm. There's beauty on, like, not waking up, at 4:45 in the morning and waking up, at 6:30 or 6:40, right? When the kids are up, right? For the season that you're in, there's power in that, right? So anyway, I had to kind of, that was one of the big revelations I've had this past couple of weeks, right? It's the power of being off rhythm. All right, so a couple of things. There's four points. 4 points that I want to talk about, right? First. There's something cool that my wife and I are going to do, and this is kind of like relationship goal. We are going to do a podcast together called Bath Talk. There you go, Bath Talk, which is pretty much me and her, having a recording, episode. We don't know the frequency yet, if it's once a week, in a tub, right? Taking a bath together, recording the episode, right? Because we feel like this is a time that we usually can can have quiet time. And, we can, talk about everything and nothing. And I think that can be fun for, couples to be able to also do that, right? Like, figure something different to do with your spouse. So we'll let you guys know whenever that goes live. But the first thing is, I had a coaching session and my coach had shared something that really kind of shifted, again, perspective that I've had, right? And was, don't suffer in silence, right? And guys, especially guys, we wait until we just can't do it. And then we call for help, right? We're trying to figure it out ourselves. We're trying to troubleshoot ourselves. We're going to try to troubleshoot it for as long as we can, right? Until we're forced to tap out or forced to call for help. Right? But what she had said, and so whenever this, happens, like oftentimes, like we just, we suffer in silence, right? And so what she had encouraged me to do is to not wait, like don't wait in those places, right? In those places of I'm here and I'm stuck and I don't know what to do, right? Don't wait. If you're stuck and you're not progressing the way you used to progress, call for help, right? Don't suffer in silence. So I pass that on to you too. If you're stuck, you're not progressing at the speed that you're progressing, call for help. Because somebody can help you and guide you in different direction, make that 1 degree change to the left and help you versus you having to be stuck there for 2-3 months, right? And now things have changed. So don't suffer in silence. Also, so This podcast episode is actually brought to you by my new book, Get It Out. Right? Get It Out is sponsoring this podcast episode, and you can get a pre-order at julianmarion.org/get-it-out-book. So talking about the book, why did I write a book? Right? I wrote a book because, especially this book called Get It Out, because I saw so many people having something in them, right? And that is like, can be so different. If I have people, you know, wanting to write a book or a poem and just not doing it and finding like all sorts of reasons behind it, right? Some people want to, oh man, I really want to start a restaurant or, you know, food truck or whatever, and just like not doing it. But then you talk to them like a year or 2 years later and they still have this thing that they're like, oh man, I really want to start this, right? And so you ask yourself like, why? Like, why have you still not started, right? And oftentimes it comes back to fear. The fear that I'm going to fail. The fear that I'm going to disappoint people. The fear that I'm going to lose it all, right? Like, you know, our mind goes and creates like all those crazy potential situation, right? Like suddenly we're gonna go blind. We do it. But that's what I wrote the book. I wrote a book to, you know, to kind of re-agitate that thing that people have in their heart to get it out, right? And sometimes that can be as small as like a conversation, right? Getting that conversation out. You know, in a book, like I talk about, for me, one of the first thing I had to do is I was writing the book is, you know, I had to come clean to my wife, right? About, you know, like about things that, you know, full transparency about like how I feel and, you know, things that had happened in the past and, you know, all that kind of stuff. But I had to get that stuff out. So for me, I had to get that thing out, which was a tough conversation. So for some people, that's the thing. It's not a business, not a nonprofit or book or whatever. It's just a tough conversation that needs to be had. And you're just pushing it because of fear of what will happen. But what ends up happening is you are just holding on to this thing and it doesn't allow you to go to this next evolution. See, I always see that in my life, I have numerous evolution that I have to go through to finally get to this version of Julian, right? But each evolution requires you to shed and prune some stuff. There's some stuff you have to let go. But oftentimes people are not willing to let go. But they're asking for this new version, but they're not willing to let things from the old version go, right? So that's why I wrote the book. And in writing the book, somebody had said like, hey man, do you think you're promoting the book too much, right? Because your last couple of posts have been all about the book, right? And I was just like, man, to be honest, like I feel like I'm not, I feel like I'm not promoting it enough, right? And I kind of explain why, right? I kind of explain like, hey, if you think that you have the power to be able to influence somebody and change their trajectory, their life trajectory for the better, like how much would you push it? Well, as much as needed, right? So if I believe that what I created and what I have there can actually influence and change the trajectory of somebody's life for the better, then why would I not do it, right? I think sometimes people don't quote-unquote self-promote enough because of the fear of perception of what people might think, right? Oh my gosh, they're going to think that, you know, that I'm just all about myself and, you know, and all that kind of stuff. I mean, the reality is that most people's problem is like they live in obscurity, right? You might have like a great business, for example, but nobody knows about it. That's the problem, right? It's obscurity. That's the biggest challenge. It's not the content or the information. Oftentimes is the fact that nobody knows you, right? So even if you promote yourself a lot, there's still going to be a majority of people that are not going to know you, or they're not going to see what you're creating, right? But for me, it was really about thinking of and knowing that the information that is in the book truly has the power to change the trajectory of somebody, right? And so somebody had said, man, do you really think then that you have the power Like, you give yourself like that much like power, you know, think that you have that much power to change the trajectory, you know, of someone's life. And, you know, and I kind of thought about it. And I'm like, yeah, I actually do. And I kind of explained it, right? So I kind of explained it. I said, okay, so if you think of two people, right? So two people are moving together, same direction, right? And one person gets a little tweak, 1 degree to the left, right? In a month time, that degree feels like nothing, right? In a month time, would those two people be at the same place? Yes or no? No, right? They would not be at the same place, right? This person would be like further to the left, like in that direction, right? And so I believe that whenever you get something like a book or a course, a masterclass, it has the potential to tweak you, change you a little bit to the left, a little bit to the right. Like, it has that power, you know, to tweak the way you think, your mindset, your decision making, just a little bit. And it might not be felt like right away, but in a month time, definitely 2 months, 3 months, 5 months, 6 months, a year, you're two different place, right? And so people have that, like, you listening, you have that power. Like, whatever it is that you have in your heart that, you know, that you feel like you should get out, has the power to do that for somebody else, right? But what you start to understand is that whatever that thing is that you have to get out is not necessarily meant for you, right? It's not. It's meant for somebody else, right? I don't know if you've ever heard the book, Steal Like an Artist. Steal Like an Artist, right? So in that book, the author talks about like how everything is kind of like a second, third, fourth creation, right? That it was taken, somebody created something, then somebody else grabbed it and then changed it, right? Because they're experiencing it differently. So therefore they grabbed it, they changed it and made something new, right? So it's that same thing. You create something based on your experience of something else. And then somebody, because of what you created, creates something else, right? Maybe that tough conversation you need to have. By you having that tough conversation, now this person is able to release something and have a tough conversation with somebody else, or is able to create something, right? So indirectly, you're responsible for somebody's creation because you're able to release them, right? Whether that means that to go to somebody and apologize, or go to somebody and say, hey, I forgive you. And now you release them, and now they're able to live, you know, a life bondage free, right? So it's understanding that you have that power as well, you know. So you have to get out that thing that you have inside, but before you can get it out, you have to remove whatever it is that is stopping you, that is on top of it, right? So those are you know, some of the stuff that happened you know, earlier. I'm excited to start getting some rhythm back, but I'm not a prisoner in bondage of my rhythm, right? I realized that I've been a prisoner to and in bondage of my rhythm, right? Whenever I wouldn't be off rhythm, it would really take me off, right? It really just gave me just in all my different mood. But I've understood that, hey, I have a big family, you know, things do happen, and sometimes I'm gonna be off rhythm. Right? And I have to embrace being off rhythm, right? That does not change the depth of content or the quality of it, right? But deep inside, I still want to be on rhythm. So you can expect for me to be on rhythm most of the time. All right. But anyway, go ahead and, you know, drop by julianmarion.org/getitoutbook to pre-order my new book, and I have, you know, a couple of goodies associated with it if you pre-order the book. And if you love what you're listening to, make sure to leave a review and subscribe, and I'll talk to you soon. Peace.